KQ4YEN, radio check.
KDO, KJ4, CTZ Mobile.
Thank you. Heard conversation a minute ago on here and wasn't aware of this repeater. Just wanted to make sure there was no tones. Thank you for that, KQ4YEN. We're clear.
LXY0TR.
There's a lot of things people ask for on the radio that I could be much, much worse about.
How you doing, bud?
With the RKO4HKX.
You interrupted Wyatt there. That's great, Patrick. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. You on the way up?
Apologize, Wyatt. I didn't realize the volume was down on my radio. Funny, it's a trick. Don't respond to them.
Well, I knew he was coming up here, Wyatt. Well, what are you doing, working or heading home, Wyatt?
Apparently there's a 100% chance we will have weather tomorrow. Other than that, you know, just going to pick up some gas on the way home. I was up in Burnsville Tuesday and Wednesday, and oh my God.
Nice your guy could have, Patrick.
Burnsville. It's my brother's property. The first attempt, no road, literally, no road. And we didn't know where the temporary bridge was, and it was snowing on Tuesday. That area is the one that got hit really bad up through there. Look on my personal Facebook page, you'll find some photos from it. I don't think I've seen you come up, Wyatt. I'll have to see if I can't find you on there. Name and the repeaters doohickey. I think it's wide open. I don't think I have any protections on it. Tom, I'll be there in about 5 minutes.
Going out waiting on you. Come on down. Or up, I should say. Yeah, they're coming on with the weather now. I don't like the looks of that ice, Wyatt.
Peter's going to go see you?
Patrick sees me once a week. He knows I'm a nice guy. He's not like you.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah, you know, I tell you, Burnsville was just... They experienced a world of hurt. I was talking to a couple of my brother's neighbors up there. And my brother just has a property that he comes to usually during the summer. And they're like, yeah, we just got power a couple of weeks ago. 3 months without power.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Patrick has made a lot of runs up there to help people out. And he knows a lot more than I do about that. Go ahead, Patrick, if you're still there.
Yeah, sorry, I double with you to start with, Tom.
Well, I just said you've been up there a lot helping people out. And go ahead and talk to Wyatt there. Because I don't have much to input there on that. I don't even know where that's at, but I know it's north.
It's northeast of me, so that tells you anything. But Wyatt is just, I don't know how to describe some of it anymore. Now, Burnsville is the other side of the ridge from Irwin, Tennessee. It's the first town across the state line. Going to look at it that way.
This is why it, you know, we're a little slow. But I know which way Tennessee is. Go ahead, Patrick.
As I said, it's north of me, so they're going to get quite a bit of this wintry mix that's coming. And I was saying, think about all those people that still don't have power or... Yeah, and that's, you know, that's really troublesome. The little girl that was waiting on us Tuesday night at the restaurant, she lived right off the Cane River, and she has no house, and she has no land where her house used to sit. And she said, you know, Samaritan's Purse really came through for them as much as they could. So, you know, if anybody still wants to be given to the people from Western North Carolina, Samaritan's Purse is a good way to go.
You guys go ahead, Patrick. The door's open. Come on in. I'm going to jump over here at the table. This is 0TR.
I was picking up a donation, heading up to Anchor, the church that I was set up in during the storm up there. They do a lot of that. They've been campers, houses, food, propane, whatever people need. And, I mean, it's just the outpouring of support is just amazing.
I know everybody's all concerned about California, but California does have a fire season. Yes, their fire is now in town, which is not good for them. But don't forget, you know, people who are still struggling.
HKX, yeah. There's more than one place that needs attention, that's for sure.
Well, the KJ4CTV
moves. HKX to sync up there. And it's like I was saying earlier, it's amazing the outpouring of support from everywhere. Just people coming together to help out where they can.
I thought it was a little funny that we crossed the second generation temporary bridge because the first generation was just a ford across the river. And while we were there, they were preparing to install the third generation temporary bridge, which is just, you know, think flat cars across the river. And they said, yeah, one of these days, probably in 5 to 10 years, we'll have a permanent bridge installed and it'll be concrete. But, you know, I mean, they're talking 5 to 10 years to actually have, you know, things somewhat normal. That's still a really, really long time.
And some of it will never be back to normal, like that lady you were talking about there. There's no land to build a house back on. What do you do? And now Buncombe County is still wanting people to pay their property taxes for houses that are not standing there or property that's washed away. I know I heard about that the other day, a big news article on it.
Morning, and they said that was a state law that they couldn't suspend or waiver or anything like that. You have to pay whatever your house was previously assessed at, which is not good. That needs to get corrected as absolutely soon as possible, because if you don't have the land that the house was even sitting on, there's no way you're assessed at, you know, $30,000 or whatever. I did find one thing pretty humorous, and I saw a for sale sign, and it was clinging onto the very, very edge of the road, and they were selling the land that wasn't there anymore.
Everybody still got a sense of humor about it.
Can't hit here. I saw a couple of people that expressed a sense of humor, and I'm like, you know what? I'm glad people can express humor, understanding the situation.
I'm being all serious here. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm glad to see that they can laugh about it. I mean, what are you going to do? This is laugh or cry at this point.
And, you know, when I see something like that, and I'll stop and I'll talk at them on the side of the road, and they're like, yeah, well, you know, don't really have a choice, so might as well, you know, poke a little fun at it.
But, I don't know, there's been lots of things that are questionable. And I'm trying to figure out how the state is making the county assess the property taxes on that, because that's county taxes.
And South Carolina does that. Okay, don't quote me on that.
For WCL.
Yeah, for HKX here with Wyatt.
That's a good thing.
I think I talked to you a couple months ago or so, and I think you were talking to Patrick, and I think it was a Thursday night, because that's the night I usually drive from Metro Atlanta to the upstate. So anyway, just want to say hello. It's interesting, I can get into the repeater a lot further away. Once I get on Highway 11, it's pretty rough, but I'm just coming into Westminster. I was wondering if anybody has heard an updated weather forecast for up here. We're listening to weather back home, and it looks like now they're talking about more freezing rain than snow, which is not a good thing. Anybody got an idea if that's the case up here, too.
Well, you've probably been listening more than I have today.
There's a chance we will have weather tomorrow. Other than that, where the freeze line is, it keeps moving around on the models. So, you know, it looks like below 85, you're fine. We'll just call it fine. You may have some sleet and some other stuff, but, you know, people up here can't drive on a perfectly dry, sunny day. Probably north of Wade Hampton, you're looking more towards snow.
Appreciate that, Wyatt. Patrick, you'll probably get a bunch of snow up there, your location. We'll probably get snow, too. We're in the extreme northern part of Pickens County, right off Highway 11, close to Table Rock. So I think I'm hoping it'll be snow because, you know, snow is pretty. Ice is a pain in the rear. And I didn't mean to jump in and change the topic of conversation. My wife basically told me I was rude. So anyway, go ahead there, Patrick. Hope you're doing well.
Doing good. Hope you and your wife are. And I heard today that they're calling for 8 to 10 inches up at the house. I hadn't looked to make sure for myself, but if that's the case, I'm gonna have a busy day tomorrow. But gentlemen, I have arrived here at Tom's house, so I'm gonna jump out and run in and see him and Miss Bernice. You both have a safe trip and travels on your own. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73. KO4CTD.
Patrick, tell Tom I said hello. I chat with Tom fairly often. Nice fella. Very nice fella. Anyway, Wyatt, where do you live in the upstate here?
Well, Beth, since you're 11, I'm near Gowansville, and we'll just call it that.
Have you memorized correctly? You're the youngest sounding 70-something-year-old man I've ever talked to.
You are rude. How dare you call me 70-some-odd years old?
Why don't I? Because I remember you told me you were retired, and I think you told me you were like 72, and I think I said to you that you were the youngest sounding 72-year-old I'd ever talked to.
And he's ugly, too.
Hey, you know, pot, meat, kettle. And no, I am actually not 72. I'm only in my 50s.
You, confused with somebody else. Anyway, name here is John. I'm a part-time resident in Pickens County. Soon to be a full-time resident. We're less than 3 months away from who that was. Go ahead, K4WCL.
That was the ugly guy.
It's open, Bernice. Come on in, Patrick. Oh, this is Tom, but I got to clear off, guys. Good to hear you. And thanks for the comment there, because... You know, Wyatt, he's just not as pretty as I am. This is N0TR, clear.
Bernice, be safe in the big winter storm. We'll probably get nothing, though. They've been hyping it all week.
There's a 100% chance we will get weather tomorrow. But, I was up in Burnsville Tuesday and Wednesday, and, you know, they're expecting to get... I think up to 8 inches of snow, but what came down Tuesday was strictly dry powder, and it didn't stick to nothing.
But Wyatt, I'm guessing somewhere in North Carolina?
US 19, just on the other side of the, they pretty much border Tennessee up there, northeast of Asheville.
What is that area? Mars Hill? Like around there?
Yeah, you go to Mars Hill to get on 19, you make a right, and you're in Burnsville.
A house up there when we were looking for a mountain getaway. And isn't there a ski resort up there? Laurel something, something. We looked at a house all the way at the top of the mountain where the ski lift dumped the skiers off. I'm glad I'm not driving up there tonight.
Yeah, that's Wolf Laurel, and I have reached my destination after running to Home Depot for just a minute, and no, I'm not buying a generator. So give me about 5 or 10 minutes, I'll be back.
Good to meet you. Sorry I got you confused with somebody else. I may not be in repeater range. I'm getting ready to turn on Highway 11, and once I get out of Walhalla, it gets kind of rough there. So, anyway, if I'm here, I'm here. If I'm not, 73, K4WCL.
Hey, Dennis, nice talking to you. KJ4CTD, and I'll be clear for a few minutes.
NC9B. KX, NC9B.